we'd like to thank the North Dakota Council on the Arts for supporting arts programming along with our members and other sources here on Prairie Public.
You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. You just heard our Bill Thomas talking about, you know, thanking folks for supporting the arts and helping us out. And there was a beautiful tuba concert behind him. Tim Wollensine joins me because Tim, who is our education services manager here at Prairie Public, also plays the instrument.
Indeed. Yeah.
And great, you've been playing it for a long time, right?
I have been playing it for a long time, since I was, in about fifth grade.
Well, and the reason we're talking to you about it is because, as that Christmas music suggested, it's time for Tuba Christmas.
It is. Yeah. It's happening in cities all over the world during this time of the year.
Well, it's happening in four cities in North Dakota this month. Mm-hmm. It's happening in Fargo tomorrow at West Acres at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. And there should be – last year we did an evening performance there, and there were probably, I don't know, between 40 and 50 musicians.
Wow.
In the group.
So tuba, baritone, euphonium, sousaphone.
Yes, all the above. And no other instruments are welcome to come. I mean, it's an exclusive instrumentation for Tuba Christmas.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. I bet the crowds just love it.
It's beautiful. The sound is beautiful, there is a standard repertoire. There's a book of carols that have been arranged for four part tuba euphonium ensemble, and by professional composers that understand that medium, and they're just a beautiful sound, especially in a big sonorous space like a shopping mall.
Well, give us sort of the sense of what a tuba is. How heavy is it? What's the difference in size between these instruments?
Well, the tuba is full size tuba probably weighs, I don't know, 40 pounds, maybe.
Whoa.
Between 30 and 40 pounds.
That's a serious commitment.
Yeah, and the euphonium is considerably smaller, and in fact the euphonium is it looks like a tuba would look, and it's smaller and it's pitched an octave higher, and so the brass instruments are the tuba is the longest and the largest, and then it goes up to the trombone and the euphonium are about the same size, and then the French horn and the cornet and trumpet, are the higher ones, and they get progressively higher as they get smaller.
And the monster is the sousaphone, which is the newest, I think, isn't it?
Right. And the sousaphone is just kind of a modified tuba that was created in order to, project the sound forward on the march. It was actually an invention of Sousa.
John Philip Sousa,
the March King.
Okay. Well, how much does a tuba cost?
A decent student model tuba probably costs in the $5,000 range, but a professional model instrument can go for up to $20,000.
Does anybody own a home sousaphone, or is that typically just owned by the orchestra or the band?
The sousaphones are often owned by schools because they're almost always made of fiberglass now. And so they're lightweight and they're easy for kids to carry around. And sometimes kids will have a sousaphone at home because it's easier to maneuver at home.
Yeah.
And then they use a tuba when they're at school.
All right. Well, you can find out lots about Tuba Christmas at tubachristmas.com, including the fact that this event has been around for 46 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was started by a tuba player named Harvey Phillips in honor of his teacher, Bill Bell. And it's grown from there. And honestly, it does take place in hundreds of cities around the world. There's a nonprofit corporation that's associated with the Tuba Christmas thing. And this is all they do is sponsor this one event a year. And, for a small donation to the nonprofit, the musicians get a button that's dated, and, you can purchase the books, you can purchase scarves and caps and all kinds of other merchandise. And there are some real hardcore Tuba Christmas people that make a sport of attending as many as they can in a particular year, having all of the swag that comes along along with it. And, you know, it's quite a thing.
Now, is part of the attraction for participating the fact that you get to play a melody on the tuba?
Yes. Yeah, indeed. That's part of it. I mean, the tuba and euphonium players oftentimes don't get to shine in the spotlight and do the melody, although we know we have a very important job in any ensemble that we're in, but you're right, we don't get the melody very often.
Now, do tuba players get together for anything else besides Tuba Christmas? I mean, to celebrate their instrument?
Not very often. You know, there's some of us that do like to get together for small chamber music kinds of things, but it's just on an informal kind of basis.
Well, lots of opportunities for people in North Dakota to celebrate Tuba Christmas. As I mentioned, it's tomorrow at West Acres at the J.C. Penney Wing at 1 o'clock. In Grand Forks, it's at noon at the Grand Cities Mall. And in Williston, it's on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church. Then next week in Bismarck in Mandan, the Legacy High School Auditorium will host Tuba Christmas at 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. So happy Tuba Christmas, Tim.
And the same to you, Doug.
Okay.